Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody's stopping the tide. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no one stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got multiple times, but the enemy can't stop me compared to the calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, so be gonna step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? You said he would. Fight your battle for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
I'm so excited to be before you again. This is Ballin' with the Doc. It is one of the Talking Sports Plus radio sound off, or one of the spin off, however you want to call it. I'm very excited about coming for you again. Again, we're here. On Wednesday night, we had an exciting show. On Wednesday night, we're broadcast at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Talking Sports Plus. My name is Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. So the show is Ballin' with the Bottle. Dolling with the Doc. We go from 4 o'clock to around about 5 o'clock talking about the hottest sporting events or hottest things that occur in sports this week. So we're very excited about it. As I was saying about our show, Talking Sports Plus, it's actually the radio show that's helped broadcast this and help bring this to you, because we're coming to you several different ways. We're coming to your Blog Talk Radio, we're coming to your Facebook Live, and also we're coming to your Instagram Live. So again, we're very excited to have this opportunity. Now the call-in number is 347-857-4192. We got an exciting show for today. We're going to focus basically on our title, which is For the Love of Sports. Ask yourself how much you love sports. Everybody can find something in sports to say, I love about being around sports. I love about participating in sports. I just love hearing about sports. And this week was outstanding. We had some things that was going on. A Carol from the week before with the free agent sweepstake that occurred with LeBron James. Eventually this week, signed with the Los Angeles Lakers. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. There's several other things we're going to focus on today because we're excited. Now, if you want to listen to the show through web link, more or less you want to hear the show by web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production. And then also, as if you're on Facebook with him, that's Dr. L.D. Alberto Smith. And if you're not, at Facebook.com, because you might be with Instagram. And Instagram is at Lorenza D. Smith. So we're very excited about, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. We're very excited about having an opportunity to come before you again. Again, we take this opportunity at 4 o'clock on Friday to just look at some things that happened during the week. We want to share some thoughts with you. Now, one of the reasons why we established Talking Sports Plus and started it back in August of 2017 was we wanted to focus on the historical black colleges and universities, high schools, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Now, it's not saying we're not going to talk about the NBA, we're not going to talk about the NFL, we're not going to talk about Major League Baseball, National Hockey League. We're going to talk about a lot of other things. We're not only just talking about historical black colleges. We're going to talk about the Power Five team, the Group of Five, as well as your FCS, which is a football championship subdivision. And today we're going to start the show off because we've got several things we want to talk about. We've got a strong log of things that's going on, meaning our format for the day. Coach's Corner is one of our headlines. We like to focus on things that happen in the Coach's Corner. We're going to start with historical black colleges and universities. Just the last few days, has been the message coming out of the SWAC office, which is the Southwestern Athletic Conference, which is one of the historical black colleges. There's only two FCS football subdivision of the NCAA. We're dealing with black colleges. You have two conferences. You have the Southwest Athletic Conference, and you have the MEAC Athletic, which is a Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Then you also have, in our Division II level, you have a SI, which is Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, and you have that conference that's up on that East Coast, and it's focused based on the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. Those are the four major conferences that deal with historical black colleges and universities. So we're really excited about having the opportunity to bring you some groundbreaking news, some storylines all about the historical black colleges. But we're going to talk about the NBA. We're going to talk about some NCAA football issues as well as some topics of discussion. We're going to also talk about some NFL things that are occurring dealing with the Hall of Fame induction with Terrell Owens. First of all, we wanted to kind of share some thoughts in regards to the SWAC, Southwestern Athletic Conference, deciding to return the football championship and the basketball championship to Birmingham, Alabama. You know, if you're not aware of how the SWAC, and you may be other parts of the country, the SWAC is set up. It is set up where the main office, the front office of the SWAC, is located in Birmingham, Alabama. Started off, when they started to decide to have a SWAC championship game, it started off in Birmingham at Legion Field, and from Legion Field it went over to the arena. So it was in Birmingham. But after, from 1999 up to 2012, there was some discussion from other members of the SWAC saying, why can't we get it closer to us? So they moved it out to Houston. So it's been played in Houston from 2013 up until last year. because last year he was talking about disbanding and not happening. So that's a one-year deal with the city of Birmingham to come back, and we're going to initiate a strong push to make sure the SWAC conference not only just be in Birmingham, but stay in Birmingham, because there's a new complex that's going to be built up there. We're going to kind of see. We're going to need you to come out and support the SWAC Championship in football, which is played on the first Saturday in December, as well as the SWAC Basketball Championship that will be played in March. So come join them. Join the SWAC. Enjoy football at its best. So that's one of the major issues and things that occurred in SWAC, in the SWAC. Also, we had the media day for the SWAC on today, and that's where they get together all the teams of the conference, also award those major awards. So we'll congratulate Alabama State University for winning that Commissioner Cup again. I think that's 4 years in a row. Hoorah to the Dr. Ross over there at Alabama State University, as well as the athletic director or person serving as athletic administrator, Ms. Jennifer Williams. We applaud you. But all the coaches and the players and the parents and the community, the students, we applaud y'all for, again, winning that Commissioner Cup. Applaud Alabama State University. That's in the SWAC. We also, during this conference they had today up in Birmingham, which is the media day, they also was able to select what they call the preseason all-SWAC team. And in Birmingham, they selected, they tapped Grambling with the most honor. They honored, had like 10 or 12 young men selected. This is talking about football now. We're talking about football media day because we're getting ready for football in 2 or 3 weeks from now. Grambling had the most players tapped for honors in Birmingham, Grambling State University. In actuality, I don't know, the first team, they had over 10 individuals received a nod to be on the first team. You know, that's awesome. That's 10 players on the first team. We also had other schools recognized. Well, all the schools had at least one representative on either the first or second team. So we applaud Grambling. Also, they selected Grambling to win the West again. In actuality, they won the SWAC last year, so they were SWAC champion in 2017. For this year, they selected Grambling to represent the West, and they had over 90, had like 97 votes by the media and the coaches to win the West. And in the East, they selected Alcorn State University. So you have Alcorn that's going to be representing by just a projection. Now, this is not automatic because all the other teams have the same opportunity, because in the second selection of the West, behind Grambling, you had Southern. And then over in the East, you had Alabama State selected behind Alcorn State. So all of the teams can win. Their schedule is awesome. They got scheduled where they got games. They're going to play major university, part of the Power Five, as well as some of the Group of Five. So it's going to be an outstanding season. You have several games that are kicking off on the first weekend of Labor Day weekend, but first weekend of September. I would say all of them are important, but the most noticeable one is this renewal in the second year of the old Turkey Day Classic between Alabama State University and Tuskegee University. So it'll be happening on September 1st at Alabama State University Stadium, and that's going to be exciting. But there are several other games that's going on throughout the SWAC. We want you to call in. Take time. Call in. Share your thoughts with us about your schedule coming up this fall and how your team is projected. Now, that was just the SWAC. That was able to, the MEAC hadn't had theirs yet, so we'll get that information, as well as the CIAA hadn't had their media day yet. As soon as they do that, we'll get the information. But right now, we're sharing what the SWAC is had an opportunity today to spend talking about what's going to be occurring in more or less preseason talk, getting the coaches together. They have two representatives as a player with the coach from each team. So they met in Birmingham today, which is concluded about 30 minutes ago. Looking at going back, actually, I want to take time to share those, how the order of those teams set up for the West and the Eastern prediction. These are predictions now, just like these players are preseason. They may not be able to be in that position at the end of the year, but they will. This is for the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference. The Eastern Division prediction order finish is you got Alcorn had 95 points. That's based on the votes. Alabama State had 72. Jackson State had 55. Alabama A&M had 51. And Mississippi Valley State has 27. On the Western side, which is the Western Division, predictions are Grambling State with 96, Southern with 78, and I mentioned those four was, you know, either one can win that. All of them can win it, but those are two teams are picked at the top four of each division. Prairie View A&M had 65 points, Texas Southern had 31, and Arkansas Pine Bluff had 30. So that's the SWAC. We're looking forward to them getting started. It's good to have the SWAC Championship football and basketball back in Birmingham. Birmingham are doing some awesome things up there. Matter of fact, they're by 2020, they plan on 11-21 having their stadium partnership between the University of Alabama Birmingham and the city of Birmingham. They have going to pool and put their money. They got a bond issue out there floating the bond right now to build a stadium. Got to seat up to 45,000 to 50,000 individuals. State of the art, so that should be in existence. So if the SWAC have success this year, they may continue to keep it in Birmingham. So if your team is in the SWAC, come support it. If your team in the MEAC and you're not playing on a weekend of December the 1st, make a point to come to Birmingham and watch the SWAC football championship. And then March is the same thing if you have an opportunity, because we'll do the same thing in the SWAC to go over to the MEAC as well as the SIAC as well as the CIAA. So that's some historical news in regards to the FCS schools. Now, I want to talk a little bit about SIAC, because they had SIAC schools, or their schools, they had their media days on the 10th. And their selection to win the western side of this division is Tuskegee. Now, this will make by the fourth or fifth year Tuskegee University been selected to win the West and compete for the championship. There were several players selected. We had junior linebacker DeVaris Thomas, and he's a preseason choice after Julian Morgan in 2016. And Obadno Thompson was previous to selection to be the outstanding defensive player of the year. So Tuskegee has two of those players, will have one of those players that actually will be recognized in preseason to be the defensive player of the year. And eventually they feel if he have an awesome year like he did last year, 80 tackles and solo tackles and 15 tackles behind the line. Had several of them, and four or five interceptions. He had an outstanding year. So DeVaris Thomas, a junior linebacker, is the defensive player, and he's from Tuskegee University. Now, as I stated, that's the basic information that came out of Atlanta in regards to the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. So we see it was their preseason choice. They didn't give a list of all the names at this time. So hopefully in the future we'll get more players, get more recognition, and we will make sure we recognize them. I can say that Tuskegee also, in regards to a couple other players, preseason first team players was quarterback Jamarcus Ezell, wide receiver Javaris Cheatham, offensive lineman Lowell Richardson, defensive end Terrence Leatherwood, and defensive back Darnell Hill, and kicker Dalton Hill and Thomas. These were the players from Tuskegee, and they had some players selected for the second team. So Tuskegee finished last year 9-2. They won the SIAC championship, and they're looking forward to having a They're coming out and playing a great game on September the 1st at Alabama State University. So make plans to be there. Even if your team is playing, just come down and check this out, because I think it's going to be an outstanding opportunity for these two conferences and these two teams to renew that Turkey Day classic during Labor Day. So we look forward to seeing them. So very excited about having the opportunity to share these thoughts with you. Now, let's look at some of the things that we want to share with you. Now, let's make sure if you want to call in, you can. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to add your thoughts at this time regarding the SWAC, regarding the SIAC, now, like I said, next week we'll have the MEAC and a CIAA, and that's our historical colleges and universities that who will be is a preseason. They have what they call that media day activities or event, and that's a lot of that preseason prediction comes out of that. All right, let's kind of look at what we got going on in regards to our log for the show, our show log. Looking at LeBron signing with the Lakers. Now, I know everybody had focused on that. When LeBron signed, he actually signed on Monday. Now, however, when he said he was coming to the Lakers, everybody was very excited. Last week was an extraordinary week. Sports was at its high level in basketball, the NBA. LeBron said he was going to the Lakers. The biggest question was, who will go there with LeBron? See, LeBron has eventually signed with the Lakers as of this past Monday. Now we want to know who else. We had Rondo was one of the players that came from the Pelicans. You also had Lance Stephenson that came from the Indiana Pacers. You had McGee from Golden State. You also had Kentavious Paul Caldwell to re-sign with the Lakers. So those are the four, but the Lakers are not through with their moves. They're still trying to make moves. They're still trying to make things happen. So in essence, we're looking at a situation that they're going to bring in someone. Now, the question is, who is the Lakers going to bring in? The Lakers have many players. Whether they're going to bring them in this year or next year, most of your free agent and top superstar free agents basically signed. Really, only player that's left out that say he wanted to go to the Lakers was Kawhi Leonard. But before we get to talking about Kawhi, with the signing of LeBron and those players added to that young core players that they have, and Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, all of those individuals that they have, are the Lakers gonna put a team that was in the playoff this year in a position where they'll be left out? That's the question. I want you to call in. If not only that, you calling in, I would just ask you to, just share your thoughts. You know, I'm getting information in right now. I got individuals kind of typing and sharing some thoughts about in regards to the Golden State Warriors. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Golden State Warriors. So we do appreciate you trying to make us aware of that point. Golden State Warriors signing other players right now besides Boogie Cousins. But since we're talking about the Lakers, who will be left out? The question, what team out of the 8 teams out of the West that made it to the playoff will be left out? There's a good chance, truly, truly a good chance that one of those teams that did make it last year will not make it, San Antonio Spurs. We're going to talk a little bit about them a little later. That's one of the teams that, as we discussed in our show on Wednesday night, is a possibility will not be in the playoff because the Lakers will more or less replace them. Then on the uprise, you have the Denver Nuggets, who didn't make the playoff, but look like they're moving toward. They actually just signed a free agent in Isaiah Thomas, who was at the Lakers. As we know, he was looking at possibly $100 million when he was at Boston, when he went to Cleveland, and from Cleveland to the Lakers. And now, check this out. Now, there's a possibility that he may not make that money because he just signed a one-year deal with Denver Nuggets for $2 million. That's $100 million to $2 million. It can happen to you. So the Nuggets think that with the addition of him as well as several other players, they're going to be real competitive. They may replace one of those teams that was in the playoffs. So on the Western Conference side, so we're looking at LeBron and the Lakers. So the Lakers can, they feel like it's guaranteed that the Lakers will be in the playoffs. Now, what position? Now, if you have any thoughts about it, let me know. You're on Facebook. We have Miles Brown. I like to recognize Miles Brown. Appreciate Miles, one of my ball players from I'll say back in the days, but not too far back in the days. Jackie Riddle, thank you for joining us because we're here trying to share our thoughts. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Or if you're on Instagram Live, you can I'm on Instagram Live. If you want to tag me with some things, do that. You can do. That's Lorenza D. Smith 15. And also on Facebook, we got Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith at Facebook.com. And then for our show, which is if you want to hear the show by web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production. And if you just call that number, it's 347-857-4192. You can share your thoughts about LeBron. We just want to hear what you have to say, so make sure you call it. All right. The next topic we want to talk about is should the Lakers empty all of their players the access to get Kawhi Leonard? Should they give up three players, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and possibly Kyle Kuzma, and number one draft choice in 20 for Kawhi Leonard? Give me your opinion. My opinion is that he's worth giving up players, but not that many players. So if there was, looking at Brandon Ingram and Josh Hart, but keeping Kyle Kuzma, they can do that and not giving up a one number one draft choice in 2020 and a number two draft choice in 2021. I can go with that. That's not clear. They're not clearing the covers out. They're not leaving it bare, because you do have a lot of older guys. Now, one of the questions that we want to talk about is with the signing of players like Rondo, Stevenson, and McGee, as well as Poe Caldwell, what is the Lakers trying to do? They're not really trying to match up with Golden State because Golden State has the shooters. Now, Lakers haven't signed the shooters. Kyle Kuzma is the only shooter. If it stays intact like it is now, don't change it in between the next 2 weeks or next month or so. Kyle Kuzma is probably the best shooter, but you have a lot of short range shooters. I mean, 10 or 12 foot shooters. Rondo can do that. Stevens can do that. But I think they went for defense this time. They wanted somebody that can physically get up in the chest, because I think Houston Rockets set the tone, gave you the blueprint for throwing the Golden State Warriors off, getting up in their chest, not letting them shoot 37 feet. Don't assume that they're going to miss the shot. People like Rondo, people like that can match up with Stephen Curry, people like Lance Stevens can get all up in Durant's face. People like Caldwell, he can be right there with any player you want to put over there. If you want to put him up on him, he can. Even the last can get out Klay Thompson or Draymond Green. Now, we're still on the vice versa. What are they going to do about LeBron? If all of them up in your chest, are you able to switch off quick enough and transition enough to have somebody that can stay with LeBron? Are you going to be able to help just because they have 3-point shooters? I don't think the game should be just focused based on just shooting 3-point. I think that's where it's been going, but I think we have to evolutionize back to the thought of using 2-point shooters, driving hard to the basket, and doing things like that, because, yes, 3-point shooting have taken the game over if you let a team sit out and shoot, but I think if you get good defense up in their chest area, putting hands on them every now and then, and create that. A lot of those frail guys that shooting these threes not able to do it. I believe in good physical defense, and that's what I think the route, that's my feeling that they're gone. And I think LeBron going to, the Lakers are going to, because LeBron said that's what he wanted. Cleveland, he drugged those guys to the playoffs. He brought them in. They were so, I don't know, they was happy or what exactly was going on, just being there, but the defense was minus all year. It was in the minus category all year. So if Essa, when they got to the, managed to get through the Eastern, to the Eastern Championship, the Conference Championship, then get to the finals, part four, they was just not ready to get up. And that first game took a lot. But that's like spilled milk. LeBron is at the Lakers now, and I see where they're going. All right. The question was, should the Lakers give up all of their, empty out all their treasure chest for the Kawhi Leonard? And I think that at this point, as I stated earlier, they should. So we're going to just kind of keep that. But you can join us, share some thoughts here as you join us on Facebook, Instagram, as well as on Blog Talk Radio. You can join us either one of the places. Share your point of view. But if you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. You can call in. Just call in and share your thoughts about how you feel about the Lakers and how they're going to do it with Kawhi Leonard and what kind of team they will have to ready to put on the floor starting in October or so. So right now they are playing the summer league games with the players that don't play as much, second, third-year players, as well as players that was just drafted. All right, several other things we want to kind of touch bases on. We want to look at what's going on in Houston. You have Clint Capela. As of now, have not signed. Maybe something occurred throughout the day, and I didn't hear about it, but I'm saying that as of last night, he hadn't signed or re-signed. Everybody thinks he's asking for 2 months' money, but Houston really needs him. They really needs him. Now, we're getting some strong disconnection here, but we're back connected. We're going to be going in and out because the weather is kind of ugly looking outside. It's raining and thundering a little bit. So we're getting some connections. We're losing connection, but we're back with you right now. So, again, I appreciate you just hanging in there with us. We just want to share these the hottest sports topics of the weeks with you. Now, Clint Capela, as we were talking about, what exactly is he going to call in? Let me know what Clint Capela should do. Should he just actually become a, you know, he's a non-restricted free agent. A restricted free agent, he would become a non-restricted free agent. So we'll kind of keep an eye on and see exactly what happened and how that's going to affect Houston. They already lost Trevor Ariza, who went to the Suns. And they need to get another person in there, a big man there that played the game, be ready to play the call. Ariza gave him some good defense and at times some good three-point shooting. So he has to be replaced. They cannot go up. Yes, they have CP3 and James Harden, but everybody said that's enough. No, it's not enough when you got teams that are going to match up like teams that are getting physical players to get up in their chest, just like they was up in Golden State chest that you can't carry on without having that player, that rim protector, which would be Clint Capela, and Ariza, who was there. He's not there, but you got to make the adjustment. We'll kind of see what's going on. They got had some young players, and we'll kind of keep an eye on that. All right, the next topic we want to look at is, should the NBA consider changing the playoff format? There's been a lot of talk recently about pundits and talking heads in regards to changing the format because the strength of the league is in the West. Instead of going eight from the West, eight from the East, possibility, and rank and let them play each other to get to the, but to rank them 1 through 16, 8 teams from the West and 8 teams from the East, and rank them in there, how they complete, and let them play, and we will get a little bit more better competition at the end since all your strength is in the West. That's one of the things that's being talked about. So I want to get your point of view about it. Call 347-857-4192, or you can email me. You can email me at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com and let us know what you're thinking, what's on your mind. So, again, we're excited to have an opportunity. All right, our next area of focus will be with the Warriors, talking about the Warriors. We're talking about, is the Warriors good for basketball, for the NBA right now? My point, they are. There's going to be a time in all sports where a team becomes dominant for a period of time. Don't complain about it. I think you need to pull up straps tight and go on and lock in on them and try to get where they are. So the point is, the Warriors just received signed Boogie Cousins, well, it makes them have 5 All-Stars. Now, we do understand that Boogie has the Achilles tendon injury, and that is nothing easy to recoup from. It takes time. So his possibility to help will come in last month or two of the season or in the playoffs. And I think it's just to allow him to be in a position, hopefully he can win a championship, then be able to be healthy enough to sign one of those max contracts, because next year the free agent market is going to be even blooming next year. You know, LeBron was the headline this year, but you have Kyrie Irving. Next year you have Kawhi Leonard. You have so many other players that are going to be Jimmy Butler. That's going to be the headline next year, 2019. And that's why the Lakers are considering that they can't get that other max player to kind of wait to see how it's going to turn out next year. So, in looking at the Warriors, they're good for basketball. And make me want to watch NBA basketball to enjoy seeing them play as hard as they play, hitting the threes, and doing some things that been kind of what the game has evolved to. The game has evolved to that point where threes are the key. You know, as a coach and a former coach, walk in the gym, every player, whether he's 6'5", 6'9", 4'3", want to shoot threes. Everybody wants to shoot threes. So that's where the game evolved, where I think that a lot of teams have to go back to using that old-fashioned traditional basketball, working hard, moving the ball around, driving to the basket, shooting that 12, 13-foot jumper. You got an opportunity to do that. All right, we'll look at Rondo. Rajon Rondo, is he good for the Lakers? We know Ball is still there. Lonzo Ball is still there, but he's young. He's the number 2 pick in last year's draft. However, having a mature player like Rondo, that'll add a whole lot to the Lakers at their point guard. Then you have Josh Hart as well, may be considered to be the best point guard that they have on the team. So we'll kind of keep an eye out, see what impact Rondo will have. We want you to call in and share your thoughts on it. Or you can just send me some information. You can just, if you're joining me by Facebook, if you're walking by and see me on the stream, and you just join us and just share your thoughts on this, because we're here. We're here to share everything. Now, also, I did get a chance to mention that we're on Twitter as well. You can tweet the show at Lorenza D. Smith. You can tweet me, and we'll talk to you in that capacity as well. Just share your thoughts here. We want to move to a statement that was made by Charles Barkley. You know, Charles Barkley, when he opened his mouth, he kept everybody, eyes, ears, whatever, you catch your attention. He gets your attention. He will say something that makes you think, say, oh, are you like, Charles, are you lost your mind? Are you really becoming a pundit? Or who are you? Charles made the statement. He said he'd rather have 0 rings, championship rings, than to join a super team. And that's in relation to Kevin Durant, in relation to maybe Kawhi Leonard going to the Lakers, and who else to make a super team. He would rather have no ring. Well, somehow I just can't, you know, agree with that. I think we all start off setting goals of winning a championship, and we all work hard to get that championship. And just to say that I don't want to have a ring. If I had to be on a super team, I have a problem. That's his thought. I don't agree with him, and I want to hear what you have to say. Share your thoughts. Like I said, while you're joining me now on Facebook, you can just share your comments here, as well as you're joining me on Instagram Live. You can share your comments, and for sure on Blog Talk Radio, you can call in and share your thoughts. Again, that's 347-857-4278. 4192. So that's Charles Barkley's thoughts in regards to having no championship ring if it means he joined a super team. That's his belief, but I really don't think many people believe that. If you do, good for you. But for the love of sport, everybody's out there to win a championship. Everybody may not win a championship, which Charles Barkley never did. But you go to play the game to win, to get to the championship, and to win the championship. So joining a super team or having an outstanding team, oh, wow, that's your easy pass to get there. So I don't agree with him. That's his thoughts on that. All right, let's kind of look at some college football. I want you to think about this while you're joining me on the show, regardless of Instagram or whether it's through Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. What curveball? As we know, a curveball is something that is going to knock things off the path but still get to the point. It'll curve out and get back to the point. What curveball is dealing with NCAA college football will be thrown in week one to upset the normalcy of the season? What curveball? What curveball? What curveball? Think about it. The first week, what do you think will be the curveball thrown? Who will lose in that first week that throw a curveball? Who will win in that first week? Large margin might vault them into the first or second or third spot. Tell me what curveball. I do believe that in that first week, these teams don't really come out and play. You take the University of Alabama, they're going to be down in Orlando playing University of Louisville. They don't come to play, never know what will happen. They're going to outman. I don't think they can beat them, but the game's going to need to be closed because the preseason ranking, Phil Steele just came out on college, NCAA college football 2018. Preseason has Alabama ranked number one, Clemson ranked number two. So, that they're going to be back and forth. You have Ohio State in the number three. Georgia's number five. And you have up there is number eight, you have Penn State. So you the rankings are already out. So if you don't win that first weekend like conventionally against the Vegas odds, then it might be a change. But just remember now, this preseason poll and that poll up until November is just for your entertainment, because it don't really mean a whole lot until you get to November when you get to the college playoff poll. You get to that, you'll know how everybody stands. So one curveball is the team that's supposed to perform at a high level don't perform, and that's University of Alabama. That's in the game with you have Auburn playing Washington. If you don't go and perform to the high level, your rank is going to change tremendously. There are several other teams that's going to be playing. One curveball on the historical black college level is, as I gave you some data earlier when I shared about Alabama State University playing Tuskegee University. Tuskegee is picked to win the West, and they are SIAC champion. I believe if Alabama State can win that game, it's going to be a defining moment for their season. There's a possibility they can win seven ball games. I truly believe they can win seven ball games. As they are ranked in the preseason polls, second in the East, they have an opportunity. Tuskegee is going to be ranked first because of their performance. Last three or four years they've been up there, and they got seven or eight players that's going to be on first team. So that win will mean a whole lot. And I want everybody to get to understand that when these teams like Tuskegee and Alabama State, even though Tuskegee is in the SIAC Division II, Alabama State is a Division I AA FCS, Tuskegee can compete with any team in the SWAC and beat them. So the point is, that's a big win. So that's the curveball I see. Alabama State knocking off Tuskegee in that first week to go on and lead them to a 7-4 season. And a possibility of playing in the championships game in Birmingham. And that would be 57,000 people coming to. So we look forward to that. Just my curveball. You may have one. So just join me now. You know, just text me. Let me know what your curveball is. And we'll talk about that might upset that first week of college football. All right. The first weekend is huge for everybody. Labor Day weekend, we have all of these Labor Day classes, and we have these bowl games to assist, or these matchup, or these what we call those travel games, but these powerful matchup in the Power Five, Group of Five, and so on. My question is, what conference will benefit from winning the first weekend matchup? Tell me what you think about that. What conference? I just personally believe, again, the game, all of the games being played, the SEC always, if they're winning, they're going to benefit. If Auburn win, Alabama win, Georgia win, if those three, four, five teams win from the beginning, it's a good chance that they will benefit because it'll vault them up in the poll because they're already up in the poll in the top five with Alabama and Georgia and the top 15 with Auburn. So that would be nothing but a plus. And I put three in the possible. There are some other teams because Mississippi State has an opportunity playing Kansas State to play well. Jeff Moorhead and vault up in the poll. So there are some. And then the thing is how many teams. If the teams in that conference, I believe if teams that even maybe lower ranked in the bottom 20 play well and win well, they can vault into the top 20. So you could possibly in one conference have six or seven or eight teams from that conference. So that's going to be huge that first weekend. Share your thoughts. Call in the number. It's 347-857-4192. Or you can go to my email, which is LorenzoDSmith15@gmail.com. Tweet me. I love to hear from you. Tweet me. You can tweet me at LorenzoDSmith. And if you're on Instagram, you know you can come in and hear. Let me see who's there. I'm live, and I want you to share your thoughts with me. We're really enjoying this moment. This is a Talking Sports Plus Radio on Blog Talk Radio, Instagram, and Facebook Live. Dr. Smith, the Doc, balling with the Doc. That's what it's all about. We enjoy sharing these thoughts with you. There's a couple of things that we want to talk about. First of all, which college coaches will be on the hot seat in 2018. I'm going to kind of look at the conference and kind of look around, and I'll go up to the Big Ten. I think at Illinois, Lovie Smith is already on the hot seat, and if he can't perform to the level, he will no longer be at University of Illinois. So I'm going to use him as the first individual on the hot seat. There are some others, and you can think of any coach that you know of coaching your conference, even your high school coach. You think the high school coach be on the hot seat? Let us know, because we want to share the thoughts about the high school coaches. We're not going to go to the point to the middle school talking about hot seat, but a high school coach could be on the hot seat. He may have to perform up to the level. We don't know, but share it with us. Call in. If you don't call in, you can go to the email or go to Twitter, go to Instagram, and if you can share your thoughts through Instagram. So I do, I look forward to finding out who those coaches. I gave you my number one person that I think will be on the hot seat, and that'll be Lovie Smith at the University of Illinois. We want to look at two more topics, and we're going to end this show up in about 10 to 12 minutes. And one of the other topics is which college team in the preseason poll is overrated or underrated for the 2018 season. Tell me what you think. What team in college football? I don't care if it's in your historical black colleges, Power Five, Group of Five, or Division Two, Division Three, high school, if you think they're overrated, because they're supposed to be coming out in the high school in each of the states in the southeastern part, all over the country, actually. But since we're talking about the southeastern part of the United States, you got Florida, Georgia, you got South Carolina, you got Tennessee. We'll squeeze and push North Carolina down into this situation. You have Tennessee, Arkansas, You can go down to Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas. You know, you can really include it. We're included in the southeastern part, even though Texas is not in the southeastern part. But we're going to talk Texas football because we talk SWAC football, Texas Southern, Prairie View, out of that area. So, in essence, they are considered to be a part of the SWAC, which is south. It's the Southwest, but actually include some teams out in the southeastern part of the United States. Sheriff, who do you think overrated? Who do you think underrated? I really, truly believe that Penn State is underrated. I think they should be higher, a little higher in their ranking. Their ranking in the preseason poll should be higher. They should be higher. Looking at this historical black college and universities preseason, you can call a poll a preseason prediction. I think their A&M will do better than fourth in that division. I really think A&M. So I think they're underrated. Then I think even though Alcorn and Southern and Grambling seem like they're the team to beat, and Alabama State has forced its way into it, I just think that that's a possibility that ASU is being underrated. Coach Don Ely, Hill is over there, and Donald, Coach Hill is over there, Coach Ely, and he's over there trying to make sure it happened. He had a good 5-6 game, but he was 5-1. He got his returning quarterback, several players, plus a transfer, which was Tuskegee quarterback last year. So I think some positive things will happen over there. I think they're underrated. They shouldn't be second. There's a possibility they could be tied for first with in the East with Alcorn State, as well as Southern is always a battle. Get down to the end with the Bayou Classic with Grambling and Southern University. So those are some teams that we're talking about on historical black colleges. If you have any thoughts about it, take this opportunity to share your thoughts with us in regards to teams that are in the preseason polls that's overrated or underrated for this 2018 season. All right, let's move to Terrell Owens. We're going to look at a little what's trending. Terrell Owens has decided to forego attending the Hall of Fame induction. But the hottest news, the hottest thing that came out today was the Hall of Fame will not recognize Terrell Owens because he won't be there. He's going to University of Tennessee Chattanooga, University of Chattanooga, to spend time with his family, his friends, his school, and alumnus. He wants to be a part of it and do the program there, give some notoriety to his school. So, you know, I think it's a great idea. I don't know whether it's a great idea for the Hall of Fame to exclude him from, essence, he's going to be recognized as a Hall of Famer, but exclude and not bypass his name when you're in the ceremony. I can't agree. What you think? Tell me what you think. I really want to know what you have to say about it. You can call in 347-857-4192, or you can go to Instagram and you can go to Lorenzo D. Smith 15, and then you comment, you know, direct DM me, send some information to me, or you can go to Facebook and you can join me, or you can send some information to email that's Lorenzo D. Smith 15@gmail.com. So we're really excited. I see Karen Lewis have joined us. Thank you, Karen, for taking the opportunity to join. You know, we really appreciate you you as well as Miles Brown and Jackie Riddle for joining us on Facebook Live. If you want to listen to the show as well, you're going to be able to hear it on Instagram. We're going to make sure it's on Facebook. And you also can go to Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production. Very excited about having this opportunity to share Balling with the Doc. That's the title of our show, Balling with the Doc. And specific title for today's show is For the Love of Sports. All right, the last thing we're going to talk about is which NFL team? We're going to talk about some NFL for about 2 or 3 minutes. Which NFL team to have not won a championship, ever won a championship, will be in position to win this season. And if you got a top five, and I'll just give you a couple of them that I believe will have an opportunity to win a championship. And I won't list all five of them, but I'll give you one or two of them. We'll say the Houston Texans. They have an opportunity. Deshaun Watson is something special. He got hurt last year, but he's something special. So the Houston Texans, we're a team that have a chance, that never won a championship, will have a chance. You have the Minnesota Vikings will have an opportunity to win a championship this year. The Atlanta Falcons, I think as soon as they get Julio in camp, get him where he need to be, come to that contractual agreement, I think they're going to be real strong. They're going to have some outstanding receivers as well as we know the quarterback is bringing. He's bringing it and always going to bring it. So Atlanta Falcons. And all those individuals in the southeastern part of the United States, southeastern part of the United States, if you go to Atlanta and watch the Falcons, which was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, have a chance. Okay? Jacksonville Jaguars have an opportunity. It was closing last year. They was one play away from beating the New England Patriots. So they'll have a chance. And last but not least, we're going to go far west. And we're going to go over there to the Los Angeles Chargers. So people are so used to San Diego Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers have a chance. So I just gave you five. What team do you think the NFL never have won a championship, an NFL championship, have a chance to win it this year? I named five teams. If you're in agreement, that's fine. I know you're on Facebook. Message me and say, oh, I agree. Come in and say, I agree, or I have a team. If you're on Instagram Live, you can do the same thing, as well as to call in. You can call in and share your thoughts on it. You know, it's getting late in the hour now. We do appreciate you taking an opportunity to join us. I'm always excited to have an opportunity to come before you and talk with you. In my mind, I just believe sports should come in all forms. It should come to you. And you enjoy this opportunity to
everybody stop in the time. Try to break me, try to pick me up, but I'm the danger on my side. So bad I thought it was night. But ain't no one was wrong, and then the one who came and laid down his life. And I got my
Make sure you join us. I have some music going now. We do not have the rights to the music, but we were playing. I have some music on Blog Talk Radio playing to close this show out. I know you can't hear it on Facebook, but we're going to do better. We're going to make sure we have it. You can't hear it on Instagram, but we're at the end of the show. We're about to wrap this up. I do appreciate each and every one of you joining me. I'll be here on Friday at 4 o'clock. That's Ballin' with the Doc. My name is Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. This is a Talking Sports Plus Radio production. I produce this, and I call in. We have three shows that we're working and grinding at, and the hashtag is Keep On Grinding. That's our hashtag. And on Monday nights, Talking Real to You. That's Talking Real, R-E-A-L, with the number 2, Y-O-U. It'll be at 8 o'clock Central Standard Clock. I'm sorry, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Monday night. On Monday night, and my co-host is Laura D. Smith. We're the only father and daughter team in Blog Talk Radio, as well as my special guest is Dr. Olivia E. Smith on Monday night. On Wednesday night, we have Talking Sports Plus, and I have four co-hosts. Again, we have Coach Laura D. Smith. She's our millennial, our young lady that like it, enjoying being a part of the show. We have Coach Tremaine Edwards out of North Alabama up there. We have the coach of the Airways, radio personality, Darryl E. Train Elliott. And last but not least, Coach Tony Stallworth. Wednesday night, you can join us, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Then on Friday, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, you'll be with Ballin' with the Doc. Have a great weekend. We look forward to talking with you. And as I said, hashtag keep on grinding or hashtag do it the Smith way. I love it. I love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. We'll see you next week. Have an awesome evening.
Stopping the tide. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no one was stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got lost in some time. So the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So big old step in and make it alright.